Ksubis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksubis Bavli, Daf Tzadites. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Gimel on Amadalas, at the first Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, la'olam mocha kayim ad shetehei sham kedei shetishaya basode beis tishes kavin vegina kebeis chetzi kav. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that the sale always stands unless in the sale of a field, the extra land sold is at least beis 9 kavin, which is an area in which 9 kav of seeds are normally sown, or in a garden, beis chetzi kav. Or kedivri Rabbi Yaakov, beis Rabbi Kiva, beis roiva. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a beis roiva kav, which invalidates the sale. Ha'isak v'bosa, arba meyos zuz, moch lezeh v'mana, lezeh v'mana, lezeh v'mana, v'lachoyin yofeh mana, v'dina v'mana, shel achem bata v'shel kulam mochon kayim. If a ksiva was 400 and she sold 100 and another 100 and another 100 and the last sale was worth 101 and she sold it for 100, the last sale is void and the other sales stand. And the Gemara says, Ad kadoin v'shemachur lohen ba'arba shtaris, macho lahem v'shtar echad tafluga d'Rav Yochanan v'shla v'shemen lokesh. The Gemara says that the Sefer of our Mishnah discusses when she sold to them in four documents. If she sold to them in one document, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about this. Deis palgun, kosav kol nechosav v'shnei b'nei odam, ka'achas v'yoeidim k'sheirim l'zeh u'psilim l'zeh, Rabbi Shem Biyasa is Palgun of Yerchan Rishim Ben Lokish. They argue about one who wrote all his property to two people at the same time, and the witnesses were kosher to one, but puzzled to the other. Rabbi Hillel said in the name of Rabbi Yosa that the Yerchan Rish Lokish disagree about this. Chad Omer Ma'achashem Psulim Lazer Psulim Lazer, Chon Omer Kshem Lazer Upsulim Lazer. One said that since they're puzzled for this one, they're puzzled for that one, and the other one said no, they are kosher for this one and puzzled for that one. Rabbi Mana, Lay Mifarish, Rabbi Avin Mifarish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me'achashem Psulim Lazer, Psulim Lazer, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kshem Lazer, Psulim Lazer. Rabbi Mana didn't explain who said the former and who said the latter, but Rabbi Avin did explain and said that Rabbi Yochanan said that since they're possible for this, they're possible for that, and Rabbi Shlokish is the one that said they are kosher for this and possible for that. Amar Blazer Masnisa, Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Ashnaim Nimsa Echem Mehem Kov Apostle, Eidus and Betela, Ashashloisha Nimsa Echem Mehem Kov Apostle, Eidus and Betela. Rabbi Yochanan brings a support from a Braisa, says the Blazer, just like two, if one of them was found to be a relative or apostle, the testimony is batel. Also three, if one of them is found to be a relative or apostle, the testimony is batel. Minayin afilim meya, tambalema, edim. What's the source that the same applies even if there were 100 witnesses? It says the word, edim. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha ama espalgun v'chananya v'chad ben d'rabonin v'rabonin chad ama yeyus ama v'lazer v'chon ama le'ama v'lazer yeyus. Yaakov Ba'acha said that Rachanin, the colleague of Rabbanon, argued about this with Rabbanon. One said that Rav Lazar spoke properly, and the other one said that Rav Lazar did not speak properly. Nanda Amar Ye'us Amar Rav Lazar, Nasis, as you say, Nasik Eidus Achas, Be'ish Echad, Ve'idus Shabbat Lemekzasa, Ba'la Kula. The one who said that Rav Lazar said properly, it's made like one testimony about one person, and testimony that's partially batal is totally batal. Nanda Amar Loyam Rav Lazar Ye'us, Nasis Kishtei, Kitei Eidus Kshirin, Lazer, Upsilim, Lazer. The one who said that Rav Lazar did not say properly, it's made like two sets of witnesses, they're kosher to this person and possible to that.